Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn. And for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we have a really fun program. We're going to be talking about United Way's annual Iron Chef Goes Coastal competition in Seaside at the Convention Center on Tuesday, November 4th. That's next week. And also about United Way. What is it? What do they do? And I have some great guests in the studio today. Before we begin the program, though, I want to remind all of our listeners about this very important thing. The college bond measure, as hopefully most of you know, there was a mistake on the original ballot. So even if you voted yes for this bond, which everyone is in support of, I haven't seen one thing against it, and it's a really important thing, a way for us to support our community in this college. Even if you have voted yes on the original ballot, you must vote on the supplemental ballot. And I already received mine. I actually dropped it off yesterday. So hopefully you have your ballots because your vote on the original ballot will not count. Only the supplemental ballot vote will count in the November 4th election for the vote about Patriot Hall for the college. If you need more information, you can go to Classic Community College. Their website, you can talk to President Larry Galizio, Patricia Warren. There are a lot of ways to find out about this, but please do vote yes on your supplemental ballot and get that back for the college. Thank you so much. And now let's talk about Iron Chef. Iron Chef happens once a year. United Way, it's one of their big fundraisers, if not kind of this, the big annual extravaganza. Today here in the studio, I have Stacy Brown. She is Executive Director of the United Way of Clatsop County. Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
Glad to have you here in the studio.
Well, thanks for having me.
I also have Charlene Larson. She is the United Way Board President. Hi, Charlene.
Good morning, Donna.
You do much volunteering in this community, and we'll hear about that in a little bit. I also have the exciting Jennifer Holen. She is the Special Events Coordinator for United Way of Clatsop County, and she's the chair of Iron Chef this year.
Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to see you. Before we begin talking about United Way and Iron Chef, please, I'd like for each one of you to tell us a little bit about yourself. So, Jennifer, let's start with you.
Well, I've been involved with United Way for the past, I believe, 8 years. Maybe nine. And I just really am so, I guess, so honored to be part of such an amazing community. And this is the way to, by being involved with United Way, giving back gives to 13 local agencies that need absolute funding from United Way. So I just really appreciate the opportunity to be involved.
And you've lived in Astoria for how long?
Coming on 14, oh, just a little over 14 years.
14
so,
years.
And I own a business and raising our daughter here, and it's just an amazing place to
committed
be.
Committed to the community, indeed. And Stacy Brown, please tell us about yourself.
Well, I've been with United Way for about 4.5 months now, and I chose to apply for this position due to the fact that I love helping my community. I was born and raised here. I've been here, I won't say how many years, but a long time. So before coming to United Way, I worked at the Chamber of Commerce, so I know many people through there. I was the membership director there. I've had some wonderful experiences with volunteering downtown, and I just love giving back. I love helping the community, and I don't get rich doing it, but I can sleep well at night. I just love what I do. So,
well said.
Yeah. So it's great.
And Charlene Larson, a familiar name in this area because of all the volunteer work you've done over the years.
I have been involved in volunteerism over the years and came to Astoria in about 1965 and just got my feet wet right away and have continued to volunteer in outreach organizations and musical organizations in the community and in the county. So United Way has always been near and dear to my heart. And this year I'm serving as president of the board of United Way of Clatsop County, which is a very nice honor.
Yes, and now let's find out what United Way is. So, Stacy, why don't you put it in context for us, please?
United Way is so awesome. What we do is support, basically raise money to support 13 local nonprofits in Clatsop County. They are all, nonprofits that most people would recognize, you know, the Harbor, Clatsop Community Action, VOCA, CASA, Camp Quanalong, the Healing Circle, the Helping Hands, Hope House, the list goes on. And so most of them, everybody will recognize. And also most of them depend on United Way funding to stay in action. So my job is to go out and raise money to make sure that they can stay active in our communities, helping the citizens of our community. So that's kind of it in a nutshell what we do.
Well, I have a question. Okay, yeah. So United Way is a 501c3.
It is.
You're a nonprofit, mm-hmm. so people can make donations. You write grants. Mm-hmm. You are putting on the Iron Chef Goes Coastal.
Yes.
These other organizations, such as the Harbor and Camp Quanalong, they are also 501c3s.
Yes, they have to be a 501c3 to be a supported agency through United Way.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they also do some direct fundraising as well.
They do.
Mm-hmm. And so United Way is an umbrella organization,
mm-hmm.
which, and how long has United Way been around?
Oh, you know? That's a good question.
Yeah. It would be nice to know the history of it.
A long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so United Way is, in addition to what these smaller organizations are able to do, United Way brings in their expertise and really helps supplement what they're already doing.
Yes, yes, that's true. And like I said, most of them, most of them do their separate fundraising, but not a lot. They really depend on United Way to do that for them. And our financing then helps them get their grants. You know, they get matching grants and things. So there's a lot of ways that we help them with between their admin costs and running their camps and doing what they do. So it's super important to them that we help them. So it's the one thing I want to point out too that I love to talk about and say is that all donations that come to United Way go directly to the agencies. So often you'll find when you're giving, and not saying locally, but you know, maybe nationally, you're lucky if, you know, 30 cents of your dollar gets to the actual organization. Whereas here in Clatsop County, through United Way, 100% of your donation goes to the agencies. All admin costs are covered by grants and corporate sponsorships. So that's a rarity, and it's exciting to say. So it's great.
And United Way raises funds through, I think a lot of people just maybe are a little confused about what United Way is, because mm-hmm. There's a campaign. Let's talk a little bit about that, because we're going to talk about Iron Chef and the excitement and what happens there a little later on. But what is the United Way campaign? I think United Way has a fairly high profile, mm-hmm. but again, I'm not sure people know exactly, you know, how they do what they do.
Well, the campaign is a time of year, which is happening right now. It's September 9th this year through November 15th. And it's our time to go out and recruit and onboard companies and, you know, re-engage the current, you know, supporters of United Way, and getting their employees involved, getting their corporations involved in however, you know, whatever capacity they can be involved. Often it consists of payroll deduction. If their employer allows that, that's easiest, best way. You know, people don't mind giving $5 a paycheck or whatever it is they feel they can afford, because every dollar counts. You know, I think sometimes the resistance is, well, I can't really afford anything. If I gave you $2 a paycheck, what is that going to do? Well, I'll tell you what. If everybody did that, we would be super strong. So no amount of money is everything is appreciated equally, and it's all about what you can afford. And so during the campaign time, that's basically it. We're rounding everybody up to say, hey, let's join together and support for 2015. So starting in January, then it starts, and so then next year we'll do this for 2016, and so. Whatever is pledged, we take that on good faith and do our separations and then give it to the agencies quarterly throughout 2015.
So how does that happen then? In other words, let's say that we have a business owner listening right now and mm-hmm. they haven't been involved with United Way. How would you then speak with that person about how to be involved with mm-hmm. United Way with their employees?
It's super easy. It's just such a painless process. The biggest thing, I think, and being new here, you know, I haven't had a lot of time to really see this in action, but I think the biggest thing would be convincing your payroll person to get involved and be willing to make that adjustment on everybody's paycheck. I think that's the hardest thing. So which isn't hard at all, I would assume. So just, you know, having everybody understand what United Way is, and that's my biggest goal right now, is to get out and talk to the community about what we do and why we do it. And I'm finding that the more and more I do that, you know, eyes are opening and they're going, oh my gosh, that is so important. I didn't know. I'm happy to give.
So that's a great way, mm-hmm. then, if you're a business, if your employees say, I want to give $2 a paycheck to, mm-hmm. United Way, because you're helping 13 local agencies,
yeah.
in Clatsop County, mm-hmm. which are serving a really important need, yeah. in our community. It's, mm-hmm. diverse.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is United Way, like, you have an office, a branch? I mean, how many people are involved with United Way in the office?
I'm the only paid employee for United Way, so it's just me down there. Please come visit me. I get lonely.
Okay, where's your office, Daisy?
I am down. I'm on the corner of 10th and Marine, down by the cellar on 10th Wine Shop. If you go down,
okay.
in the underground,
uh-huh.
really cute. If you haven't been down there, just come down there simply to see the area. It's so cute down there. But yeah, love being down there, but it does get lonely, so I'd love visiting.
So people can just come in and say, here, I want to give a check. I'm retired.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I want to support United Way. And, you know, this is a tax deduction for me. And so they can come in right to you and make a donation.
Absolutely,
that way.
Yes. And they can do that all year long. It doesn't have to be just during the campaign. I will always take money.
Okay, all right.
But,
and
yeah.
but the campaign's happening right now
it
at the
is.
End of the year. Because,
mm-hmm.
it's true, a lot of times people are thinking about their end of year giving for tax purposes.
Yeah.
So you're,
yeah.
kind of out in the community. So you've only, mm-hmm. been there, though, for 4.5 months. So,
yeah.
right now you're really just, your main message is to explain,
yeah.
what United Way is and why it's so important.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And has United Way always been involved with Iron Chef Goes Coastal? Was that always a United Way?
Yes.
Project?
That was,
okay.
born at a board retreat, well, I guess 8 years ago. This is our 7th year. And we were looking at another way to raise additional funds for the campaign, because the employer contributions weren't, the need just becomes greater. So trying to raise more. And so Iron Chef was born. We had it. John Newman was on the board at the time, and Julie Stallsworth, and we were all talking about an event and threw out, hey, let's do an Iron Chef competition. And so the first one was actually at the Red Building. We had over 300 people, which was just too many. I mean, it was packed. It was standing room only. So we very next year went down to the Seaside Convention Center. And every year the attendance keeps growing. And last year we had over 500, close to 600. So we're anticipating that for this year's event as well. And last year we raised over $40,000 toward the campaign,
that
which is a substantial
impressive.
Amount of the campaign goal this year is
$275,000 is so. The campaign goal.
For the overall campaign goal, which talks about
for
Clatsop County.
For Clatsop County.
That is ambitious, and yet it is doable.
It is doable if everyone, yes, every dollar counts. And
absolutely.
100% of the admissions for Iron Chef go towards that campaign goal.
Even
as well.
Even the tips. So. I have to shout out to the volunteers.
Yes.
And I'm amazed. They get tips, and every single dollar of their tips they give right back to United Way, too. So it's amazing.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today we're talking about United Way of Clatsop County, and we're talking about their annual event. It's their 7th annual Iron Chef Goes Coastal event happening Tuesday, November 4th at the Seaside Convention Center. Tickets are on sale now. You can get them at Brown Paper Tickets. You can also get them at U.S. Bank locations. In Astoria, Seaside, and Cannon Beach, and we will talk more about what happens at the Iron Chef Goes Coastal. United Way is also right now in the middle of their campaign to work with local businesses so that employees and owners of businesses can donate to this worthy organization, which supports 13 local nonprofit agencies. So, in the studio, we have Stacy Brown. She is the new executive director of Clatsop County, United Way of Clatsop County. We also have Charlene Larson. She is the board president of United Way of Clatsop County, and Jennifer Holand. She is the special events coordinator and the Iron Chef chair. Charlene, you said United Way is dear to your heart. Do you want to elaborate on that a little bit and talk? I'd just love to hear your perspective.
I do, because I was retired now, but employed by a corporation in Clatsop County, Pacific Power. And they encouraged employees to get involved in the community, and also they encouraged from the very beginning to get involved in payroll deduction to United Way, because they felt it was very important to support your community and support the agencies in the community who did the outreach to individuals who needed support. So from an early age on, you know, about 18 years old, I did payroll deduction, and I've done it all those years in every job that I've ever had, and it was very painless. I never thought that I missed that money ever. And it is so encouraging to me to see the 13 agencies that United Way now is able to help in Clatsop County and make a difference in people's lives. It was just easy, easy, easy. And then when you get to hear as an employee, when the executive director of United Way and volunteers and your company campaigner brings in representative from the agencies to tell their story, oh my, you want to give more. Because the stories they tell and the people that they help just makes such a difference in our community and in individual lives.
Charlene, United Way is nationwide. Is it? Does it go beyond the United States?
They're United Way International.
That's what
worldwide.
I was thinking. It's worldwide, United Way International. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so do all counties have a United Way office?
There's groups of counties that have joined together. So like United Way of Columbia Willamette covers Multnomah, Washington, and I believe also Clark County in Washington. And then there's United Ways in most of, in Oregon, that I am familiar with in the counties. The various counties.
I know
or
that
groups of counties.
When I talk to people about United Way, people always say, "Oh, that's a great organization." And even if they may not know exactly what they're doing, but as you say, the money goes straight to the 13 agencies. And so you had a board retreat, and you said, "Let's do something else." We have our campaign giving, like Charlene was just talking about, where people make these payroll deductions, and you decided to do Iron Chef. It was so successful, you moved to the Seaside Convention Center. What is Iron Chef Goes Coastal? If someone has never been to this event, what happens there?
Well, it's very exciting. It's a very, it's a beautiful evening of community. We have 22 restaurants involved this year.
So it's a competition. It's a chef's
competition. Yes. So
it's all about food, good
food.
There's
actually three competitions going on within the event. So we have our live competition this year. Competing is Baked Alaska Restaurant won the Iron Chef title last year along with Pickled Fish. Pickled Fish, unfortunately, is not able to join us this year. So the three top People's Choice winners from last year are going to compete. So we have two teams of two. They draw knives right before the competition.
They draw knives.
There's no... like Top Chef, not. Okay. and they don't know who they're competing with or against. And this year's People's Choice winners, we have Jeff Gunn of the Bridgewater Bistro. We have Chef Sean Whitaker of the Astoria Coffee House and Chef Jonathan Hoffman of the Chef's Table. So they will all draw knives right before the gong. We have the gong just like the Iron Chef Iron Chef America. And then they'll be presented with the secret ingredient. So this year our MC is Scott Newman of Oba Restaurante out of Portland, Oregon. We're super excited. He's been on our judges panel for the past several years and has agreed to MC this year. We're super excited. So he procures the secret ingredient.
Oh, okay. So the chef from Oba, which is such a renowned restaurant in Portland, he figures out what one ingredient or all the ingredients?
So there's one. We do also have Chef Aaron Bedard of the Stephanie Inn. He is procuring the whole mise en place, which is the whole pantry of food that the chefs will be able to cook from. So they have a very, we have a lot of food purveyors that help make this pantry happen.
So what was the secret ingredient last year?
Last year it was pears.
Pears. Okay.
Yes.
And one year it could be mushrooms. Or
we've had wild mushrooms. We've had seafood. We've had Tillamook cheese. We've had a really, it could be anything.
And then
we've
they just, at that moment, their creative minds begin to whir, and yes. then they look at everything
they
that's
have
available
1 hour. So they write their menu, and they have 1 hour they need to produce a super salad, an appetizer, and an entree, all three including the secret ingredient.
And so the public, the people who attend actually, who have tickets, get yes. to watch all this happening yes. as they are sipping wine or beer and yes. wandering.
And
through.
Around the whole perimeter of the convention center we have 12 restaurants coming that are vying for that People's Choice Award. So you get to vote for your favorite appetizer. So you have 12 different restaurants that are bringing their best appetizer, and then you vote. At the end of the night, we'll reveal the top two People's Choice winners to compete with the top two Iron Chef winners for next year.
So
and in addition, there's 6 desserts vying for the best dessert award.
So you eat and drink your way around this as you watch these competitions going
yes.
on.
We have big screens going on so that, I mean, you can watch the show from many different points in the convention center.
And it's something that's great for young and old because you said that, I mean, you have families who come, you have, I mean, people
absolutely.
Of all ages.
Absolutely, absolutely. Anyone that loves, cooking shows are so, I mean, they're so fun and they're so popular right now. I mean, it's a great way, food brings people together. And so I absolutely recommend bringing, you know, if you have an interested young adult or child that is interested in Iron Chef and any of these cooking shows, they would absolutely enjoy it.
That's so. Right. You know, someone could come and say, that's going to be my career.
Absolutely.
I want to be a chef.
Absolutely.
Just from being exposed mm-hmm. to coming to this event. Actually.
We also will have the Seaside Culinary Pro Start kids. Some of them will be volunteering that night, along with the Tongue Point Culinary Program. We'll also have some volunteers. So people that are, you know, they're getting into their young careers right now and being able to go and help and volunteer. So it's really, I mean, it's just such an amazing event.
So doors open at 5:00, and that's if you want to get there early.
Correct.
So
we have some reserved seating still available. Not too many, though. And then we have, so they're able to come into the People's Choice area at 5:00, and general admission opens at 6:00. The live show will start at 6:30 and conclude at 7:30. And then around 8:00 is when all of the winners are announced. So. And then in addition, there's the silent auction, too. Mm-hmm. And oh, my gosh, I'm so excited about this event. Can you tell?
Yes.
We have a special guest that is going to be on our judges panel. We have 4 people on our judges panel. They're all special. We have Kevin Lacoste of U.S. Bank. He's the regional director of U.S. Bank. We have Senator Betsy Johnson will be here.
Yes, and I also want to mention that is election night.
Yes.
And so if you're, you know, concerned about candidates, just go to United Way's Iron Chef, have a fabulous evening, and then at 8:00, 8:30, come home. You will have participated in this wonderful event. You will have eaten, and you will have been, you know, having a fabulous time, and then you get to find out the results. So Betsy Johnson's going to be at Iron Chef.
She will be there, yes. And in addition, we have Tim McDonald, who is the corporate chef for FSA, which is Food Service of America, one of our main sponsors, and Chef Vitaly Paley, who is coming out from Portland. He is an actual Iron Chef America winner. He has been on Iron Chef America in 2011. He won, and he's also a Best Chef Pacific Northwest James Beard Award-winning chef as well. So very talented. So all of our judges panel is extremely we're just really honored to have them all on board. We have 1 more seat available for auction. So you could be on the judges panel with all of these esteemed judges.
So that seat to be part of the judges panel is going to be in the auction
yes.
when you get there.
Yes. So at 6:15.
Mm-hmm. Yes. At 6:15, you get there and you can bid to be one of the judges. Oh, that's really exciting. I mean, you get to be a judge anyway. If you come, you're going to be tasting and eating all the food for the People's Choice Awards.
Yes.
However, if you want to be on the judges panel, then you just fill that out on the auction item.
We will do a live auction for the judges' seat, and then they'll get to sit amongst the judges and watch the whole show from kind of like behind the scenes. It's really a bird's eye opportunity. So, yeah.
That's a great idea. We only have a few minutes left, so let's talk about what other things you'd like people to know about. Obviously, how people can get tickets. I think that's important. Let's talk about that again.
Well, you can go to brownpapertickets.com and get some tickets there. Just type in Iron Chef and it'll pop up really super easy. You can also go to any U.S. Bank location in Clatsop County. So that's Astoria, Seaside, and Cannon Beach. And then also you can get them by calling the United Way office at 503-325-1961. And you can also stop by. I'm in and out being the only employee there. I'm out and doing the campaign and promoting United Way. But certainly give a call if you're going to come down that way and make sure I'm there. But best bet is U.S. Bank, so who is our presenting sponsor, by the way.
Yes. Well, kudos to U.S. Bank. Charlene, anything else you'd like to say?
I think that there's an opportunity to also participate in the silent auction that night in addition to, you know, the wonderful food that you're going to taste. But we have put baskets together for a silent auction that will benefit United Way of Clatsop County. And our agencies have participated in providing some of those baskets and items. So they're kind of destination staycation.
Kind of stay local.
Stay local kind of items that we put together. So,
and Christmas is coming. What a great opportunity to go to this, eat, drink, and buy your Christmas gifts, you know, at the auction.
We do have one new exciting auction item as well. Is all four of the competing Iron Chef competitors for this year are donating a chef's experience with them. So you can also bid on a special chef's experience with Baked Alaska, with the Astoria Coffee House, with Bridgewater Bistro, or with the Chef's Table. So that's new this year, and so generous of our competing chefs, because
we're really excited. If you want to have the Hot Bananas cooking for you, this is the thing to do. So, well, thank you all so much. We actually have, let's see, Jennifer, I think you were going to say one other thing about the sponsors who are doing this.
Yes, just again, a big, big thank you to U.S. Bank and to Dining Out in the Northwest and Food Service of America. They're our presenting sponsors for the past several years, and we could not do this without them. We also have our benefactors, Pacific Power. We have the Samuel S. Johnson Foundation, Teven Brothers, Northwest Natural, Mossy Tech, Hallmark Resort, and Lectro. So thank you so much.
They must appreciate really good food and also helping nonprofits, helping the community.
Absolutely.
Thank you all so much for your important work. And this is really going to be a lot of fun. So go to brownpapertickets.com and you can buy your tickets. You can go to U.S. Bank. And you want to be part of this event on Tuesday, November 4th. And you can also be part of the campaign with your employer. So you can talk to Stacy about that at the United Way office.
Yes, please call anytime.
So, absolutely. Thank you so much for doing everything that you're doing. It's going to be really fun this year, Jennifer.
Thank you.
And I also, one more reminder, please, that if you, even though you may have already voted for the Clatsop Community College bond, it will not count on your original ballot. You must fill out the supplemental ballot and turn that in, of course, before Election Day on Tuesday. And thank you all so much for doing that. Voting is it's such a privilege. We're so fortunate to be able to vote and to be in this country, and especially also in this community. So thank you all so much for listening to this program. Terry Wilson, you are the engineer extraordinaire as per usual. Thank you. And I appreciate all of you who listen to this program. And a shout out to local talented Michael Bruin. He's a talented banjo instructor, and he created the original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the things that are going well in your life, for all the good things. There will always be things that don't go well. Focus on the things which are working, which are going well in your life. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug because you're doing the best you can. Give yourself a pat on the back for being uniquely you. And with gratitude, appreciate this day and all that you have. And we're grateful that you're here now in this moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.